The week ahead, a growing Russia-China economic bloc, and the Republicans take the Senate, so what? I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, November the 10th. First of all, a look at the week ahead. Of course, Tuesday is Veterans Day. The stock markets are in business. The bond market will be closed. Thanks to the Tuesday federal holiday, it's mostly a quiet week. Fed officials with public talks. October retail sales come out on Friday. Retail sales were lower, off 0.3% in September, so the consensus guesstimate for October is for them to have climbed by 0.2%. President Obama is pivoting his way through the East during the next week, visiting China, Myanmar, and Australia with a group of 20 leading nations summiting in Brisbane. Congress returns on Wednesday. With Thanksgiving just a little more than 2 weeks away now, some of the business media are focused on Thanksgiving Day sales, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday, and on the nation's changing shopping practices. Less than a third of retailers are expected to be open on Thanksgiving Day. Bloomberg reports that among the retailers doing business on Thanksgiving, JCPenney opens at 5 o'clock in the evening. Last year, it didn't open until 8 o'clock in the evening. Toys R Us also plans to open at 5 on Thanksgiving Day. Macy's will open at 6, while other retailers like Nordstrom and Costco will not be open at all on Thanksgiving. China is now bypassing Europe on its way to becoming Russia's biggest trading partner. You'll remember that big $400 billion natural gas deal Russia and China signed last May? Well, now, at this weekend's big Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Beijing, the country signed another agreement that vastly expands Russia's gas market in China. The agreement spells out the development of another shipment route, a so-called Western route, from Western Siberia to China. It is a deal that the head of Russian energy giant Gazprom says will mean that shipments to China from Russia will exceed those to Europe, and all in all, it's not good for the petrodollar. And finally, because leadership elections will take place on Capitol Hill on Thursday, and the Republicans prepare to take over the Senate in January, here's a digest. Just a few of the questions the popular blogger Charles Hughes Smith poses, asking if it really matters which party controls the Senate. Will U.S. foreign policy in the Mideast change from being an incoherent pastiche of endless war and imperial meddling? Please answer, he says, with a straight face. Will basic civil liberties be returned to the citizenry? You know, like the cops are no longer allowed to steal your cash when they stop you for a broken taillight and claim the cash was going to be used for a drug deal? Will the predatory, parasitic policies of the Federal Reserve that virtually everyone, from the Wall Street Journal to what little remains of the authentic left, understands has greatly increased income and wealth inequality, be reined in? And one other. Will anything be done to dismantle the neo-feudal debt serfdom known as student loans? And that should give us plenty to think about until next time. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.